So, I continue today with some of the teachings from the foundational mindfulness teachings of the Buddha, from the Discourse on the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. It begins with a very strong emphasis on mindfulness of the body. And we know that from other teachings of the Buddha that seems pretty foundational to him, the practice of being connected and aware of the body. And in fact, there are strong statements he makes about there is no experience of awakening without mindfulness of the body. So I'd like to read the next exercise that in this discourse on mindfulness of the body. And it goes like this, and approximately like this. I paraphrase slightly. Instead of monastics, I'll render it as practitioners. A practitioner is one who acts in clear comprehension when moving forward, going forward, and returning. Who acts with clear comprehension when looking ahead and looking away. Who acts with clear comprehension when flexing and extending one's limbs. Who acts in clear comprehension when wearing clothes and carrying one's outer robe and bowl, carrying one's plates and dishes and whatever one needs. Who acts in clear comprehension when eating, drinking, consuming food and tasting. Who acts in clear comprehension when defecating and urinating. Who acts in clear comprehension when walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, talking, and keeping silent. So here there's many of the ordinary activities of daily life. Looking one way or the other. There is walking, sitting. There is moving our limbs and legs and feet, lifting and stretching, and whatever way what we're doing with our arms, we clearly comprehend what we're doing. Like I'm lifting my hand now to make the point, and clearly comprehending that my hand goes up and I'm making my point. With an Italian gesture that I learned when growing up in Italy, the fingers coming together. And when going to the bathroom, one clearly comprehends, one is present and there for it. And this clear comprehension is a very important term. It means, the word is sampajana. Some people translate it in different ways. But I like clear comprehension. That the root of the verb is to know or comprehend. And there's a kind of an emphatic prefix to really know. So I like the word clear. To clear comprehension. And rather than clear knowing, because knowing maybe implies a little bit something more simple, whereas comprehension is richer in meaning. And in fact, the commentaries suggest that clear comprehension means to clearly understand the purpose why what you're doing something. So it's a purposeful life to clearly comprehend the suitability of what we're doing, the appropriateness, the timeliness of what we're doing, that we're living a purposeful and life that is suitable for the circumstances. So we're living appropriately, this kind of appropriate response to the situations. But doing it with some sense of purpose, not casually, not barreling ahead and habits of mind, but having a sense of what is valuable to do here and how to do it. That it also means to be to understand the pasture of what we're doing. The pasture means where we get our nourishment, where we get our nourishment from as we are present for things. And that's explained being present with mindfulness in our direct experience of body, feelings, mind, and dharmas, the four foundations of mindfulness. And there's so many different places our minds can be. And we know the mind stream that we live in can be often take us away in distractions and fantasy, get us swept up in irritation, complaining, criticalness, fear, anxiety, ruminations of all kinds, think lost in the past, planning and anticipating the future. And some of that mind stream is wonderful and appropriate to do and part of the pleasure of life. But oftentimes it can be not really so nourishing and supportive for us. And so to live a purposeful life, a life that's appropriate for the circumstance, and one that we feel like this is beneficial, this is nourishing, supportive for me and for others. To be present and clearly aware of what we're doing as we're doing it is beneficial for the world. Because when we don't have that clear comprehension, that's when the old habits, some of the unhealthy motivations and purposes we have can take over. And sometimes we say what we regret, we do what we later feel sorry we did. And we feel maybe we act in ways that are stressful through the day, and we get tired and exhausted in the day by the stress of what we're doing. So what's, I think, wonderful about this instructions on clear comprehension of, sometimes called clear comprehension of activities, all the simple, ordinary activities for daily life that all of us are doing all the time, is to, is that it takes the mindfulness practice off the cushion of meditation. It's not only about meditating. There's a non-separation. There's a holistic quality to how mindfulness is practiced, that it really involves our whole life, all the activities that we do. And it's in all the activities of life and in meditation that there's the growth and growing of mindfulness, growing our practice. And over time, we learn more and more how this practice can be nourishing and supportive. Moment by moment, the way that being mindful, being aware, just feels better than the alternative of the mind stream is getting involved in reactivity. And that it feels healthy and satisfying to be way of being here and present. And in order to have that satisfaction, it really helps that we know how to be grounded in the body. And so the awareness can flow through the body and be aware in a way that's not colored, influenced by the stressful way of thinking, the unhelpful ways of thinking and the unhelpful attitudes we have. We learn healthy attitudes. We learn supportive ways of thinking and being in the world. Not in a way that's denying everything and putting up blinders, but actually it's the opposite. It's the ability to be present with an open way to it all. The more we can ground ourselves in the clear comprehension, the more we really appreciate the opportunity to be aware of all the different things that are going on, including what's difficult about ourselves, including what's challenging in the world. And we do it grounded and settled and open in a clear way. And so this is a training, a practice to do this. And so for some of us, it's we begin learning this in meditation. And then the great thing is to be able to take what we're learning here and begin applying it in the ordinariness of our daily life. And having these ordinary activities of daily life not be done unconsciously or an automatic pilot, but be the training ground, the supportive ground for living a spiritual life. To use language maybe that I don't use a lot, but to do it maybe in the wonderful, in a way that's evocative or captivating for you or gets your attention, to live a life that's in all the little details of everyday life is sacred. And so to see, to experience, to the sacred in going forward and returning. Participating in a sacred way with looking ahead and looking away. To experience the sacred in bending and extending one's limbs. To really feel the sacrament of putting on clothes, wearing them, carrying things that we carry with our hands. To feel the sacredness of the attention, the presence, the engagement in eating, drinking, tasting, to discover the sacredness of all the different aspects of our life as we live it and moves through us, this way in which the life stream for evolutionary times come down through us and created all the different ways that we have to be, we have to live in order to sustain our life, including defecating and urinating. And to feel the sacredness, the specialness, the nourishment of walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, talking, and keeping silent. All of them, all these ordinary activities that all of us are involved in every day, much of the day, that here is where we discover this valuable stream of life activity that is maybe better than some of the alternatives of the mental mind streams of attitudes and preoccupations that is so easy to fall into. May you really discover and value your ordinary activities as a place to cultivate a sacred life of freedom, generosity and love and nourishment. So maybe for this next 24 hours that you can now maybe explore how bringing attention to all the little activities of life, the little and big activities of what you're doing, how that can be nourishing for you and appropriate for you, and how to do them with a sense of purpose and appropriateness. And may you be delighted by the opportunity to do this. So, thank you all very much.